Patrick Marleau of the Toronto Maple Leafs is standing by. Patrick, good afternoon. Thanks so much for doing this. Initial thoughts playing... our pleasure. Initial thoughts on playing with Austin Matthews. You've played with a high-end elite centerman in Joe Thornton for a number of years. What's the difference between playing with Matthews versus playing with Joe Thornton?
Well, I think, obviously, Austin likes to shoot a lot more than Joe. There's quite a few similarities. Both big bodies, like to control the play and have the puck on their stick. Obviously, Maddie's got the really quick hands and can stick handle and, tends to beat guys more one-on-one. But, they both see the ice really well and can make some really nice plays out there.
Pat, welcome to the show. Great to have you on. You grew up with the San Jose Sharks from when they were a franchise starting to make a move with some great young players. Yourself, Joe, on and on. How tough is it when to handle the expectations? San Jose, when your time was there as you move forward, had a ton of expectations going into the playoffs. How does that experience help you with what the expectations are of this young team?
I think, everybody and every team goes into the year and believing that if they do the right things and put their best foot forward, that they're going to have a chance, whether there's expectations or not. So I think for me right now, and for this group, we're trying to build our foundation, and have a process in mind that when we bring that game to each and every night, that we're going to give ourselves the best shot of winning games. And I think the teams that build that foundation early on and have success and can stick with it throughout the season that are usually the ones that can go far in playoffs.
Hey, Patty, it's Berkey. Welcome to the show. Who was that young guy that was wearing Joe Thornton's number the other night? Do you recognize him without his beard? Did you recognize him without his beard?
No, he looks a lot cleaner cut and looks a lot probably dropped a few years off him for sure.
Looks about 10 years younger.
He looked like Kuka Miami there.
Kakaniemi.
Kakaniemi. He looked like him.
He'll get there.
So, Patty, what do you think about the other teams in the East here? Obviously, a lot of focus on Toronto. Obviously, there's other teams that are expected to. Who do you see as other teams that you like as contenders in the East?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of great teams. Obviously Tampa strong, Washington's going to be strong, Pittsburgh, Boston. I mean, it's a brand new year, so there's lots of ups and downs, but looking on paper, those are some of the teams that kind of jump out at you.
Patty, how good can Marner be? You've been around a ton of stars, young kids that became stars. How good can this guy be?
I think he's unbelievable. I think, each and every day, watching him play, practicing with him, the hockey sense he has, the skill he has, and it's pretty amazing to be around. Sky's the limit for him. I think, sees the ice so well, and he's just, I don't know what he's done over his years, but he developed some very high skill level, and he works, competes. He's he wants that puck, and he wants to get it back when he loses it. And you can see with his takeaways how he can pickpocket guys. It's really impressive, and I enjoy watching him play. That's for sure.
Leafs forward Patrick Marleau on Hockey Central at noon. Opening night win, overtime, beautiful pass, nice goal as well. When you got back to the dressing room, what did you guys say amongst one another? I know the certain feeling amongst media and fans was the Maple Leafs won. They were supposed to win, but it was a lot closer than everyone thought it was going to be. What did you guys say?
Definitely we have a lot of things that we need to sharpen up on. I think it was a pretty sloppy game on our side of things. I think way too many turnovers and it's something we've talked about. Now it's we're trying to build that foundation. So I think we kind of proved to ourselves how not to do it, and we got away with getting a win. So you got to be consistent with it, and we got to build that that going forward here.
So, Patty, it's Berkey again. When I came from the West to Toronto, the first thing that struck me was how easy the travel was after playing all those years in the West. Why don't you tell the listeners what it's like playing in the East versus playing in the West?
Yeah, it was the first road trip. I was getting ready for, you know, getting changing into, like, you know, the tight pants or the tight socks, you know, for help with travel and all that, and get my book out or get my computer out. And by the time I did all that, got all settled, we were already landing. So I wasn't used to that.
That's great.
Yeah, as soon as you're up in the air, you're back down.
Patty, one of the biggest issues going on in the world today is how the Leafs are going to fit these guys in this salary structure.
In the world?
Oh, it's, wow. It is, isn't okay. It? Or, no, just Toronto, I guess. Okay. Just can't. How you know, you've been around the block. Have you been given Shanny and Kyle some advice on how they're going to fit all these superstars into this mix?
No advice. That's their job, and they'll take care of business for sure, I believe, and on both sides. They'll come to, you know, agreement that everybody's happy with, and they'll be able to move forward, I believe.
So you think it's a good idea for guys to take less to make it happen?
I think, you know, everybody's situation is different and unique to their own selves. So
I mean, I did it here to get Berkey in, fit Berkey in.
That's Patty, that's a great answer you just gave. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work, perfect. Patty. You've been fun to watch, man.
Patrick, thanks so much for stopping by. All much right, appreciated. Patrick Marleau of the Toronto Maple Leafs.